This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com with Captain John Reagan. Class, if you're wondering what I do during the commercial breaks, during the top of the hour news, I ran downstairs, I ran into the garage, I had a car up on the lift, and I finished doing the work I was going to do on that car, and I removed the auxiliary support post and lowered the car off the lift. That's what I did during the commercial break. And let me just share this with you. I think this you might find as a tip. You know, there are balancing weights on drive shafts, and I noticed on the underside of an 18-year-old Mercedes with a couple hundred thousand miles on it, 250-something thousand miles on it, an ML320, that one of the weights, the balance weights, must have flown off the drive shaft. It's a steel drive shaft. And there was a rust mark where the weight was right next to another weight. So what I did was I found a washer that was about the same diameter and this, my estimation is about the same weight. Cleaned off the drive shaft with a wire wheel, and I epoxied a washer in the same place as where the weight was. So it won't be exact, but it'll be a lot better than not having the weight at all. And what I did was I epoxied it with a JB Weld. I formed the washer in a vise so that it would have the same contour as the outside of the drive shaft. And then I used a hose clamp, a large hose clamp, to secure tightly that washer with the JB Weld to the drive shaft. Of course, I cleaned the washer really well with a wire brush and carburetor cleaner and did the same with the drive shaft. And then I used three or four thicknesses of wax paper between the hose clamp that held, and I'm talking about one of those screw-type hose clamps, that held the hose clamp to the drive shaft, and it cured overnight. I took the hose clamp and the wax paper off, lowered it, and we're good to go. So there's a tip. And by the way, if you don't have the washer and you don't have the JB Weld, you could use the screw part of the hose clamp as the weight. Just make sure you trim off all the excess of the hose clamp that where the hose clamp is larger than the absolute minimum diameter you need for the hose clamp to attach to the drive shaft. Make sure it's really secure so it won't spin, and maybe you could use that as your counterbalance weight as well. Just a thought. Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain, what's next?
Well, we've talked about the Internet of Things for a while around here. I call it the Internet of Everything, and it really is. And if you don't believe that, the top story I have for hour two, there is a MooCall device that will send messages and email alerts when a cow is about to give birth. Now, in the scheme of things, this is what I'd already call old technology, because when we get to the Internet of Things, it's going to be based off the new 5G technology. We're currently using 4G on our cell phones, and the 5G is going to be even more pervasive and invasive. So you can imagine devices either attached to or implanted with all the animals. You'll have drones surveilling all the crops. And when I say that the food supply is going to be blockchained to control who has what, you know, it's not science fiction. It's coming. It's part of the agenda. Vincent?
Yeah, John, and the speeds that we're talking about, 5G will be as much as 1,000 times faster than 4G. Huge difference, right? Huge, huge difference. And, you know, there originally, I guess there was G, which we don't talk about, and then 2G, 3G, 4G, and now 5G. So faster, faster, faster. And the faster these transmissions can be, the more data can be sent over the same amount of time, and the more data, I'm sure, will be sent over during the same amount of time. So more tracking, more spying, more data, more potential health problems, all because, what, convenience? All because we want to be up to the minute. And you know what? You really don't have to be up to the minute. You really don't have to have instantaneous communications. You really don't. And I think it's making our lives way, way, way more stressful. And you can do away with it. I mean, you can say no by not adopting it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm going backwards in technology. I am, you know, I opted for an older car, even older. 21 years old. That's my daily driver, 21 years old. It does not have the communications with the satellite, doesn't have the ability to be tracked by satellite unless someone sticks some tracking device on my vehicle. It's an old Mercedes E300 diesel. And it has, mostly mechanical systems. That's where I want to be. Because I can fix them. And I can live with them. It's very hard to live with the computer controls. I have another Mercedes, a 2000 model, an E430, very much like the one Miles drives in Europe. That darn thing is stuck in limp home mode. It's stuck in second gear. You can only go forward in second gear. You can go as fast as you want in second gear, which is like 45 miles an hour, unless you want to blow it up. What a nuisance that is. Now, it's real simple. It's either the transmission control computer, it's either the shift control computer, or it is a connector, or it is a something called a conductor plate. It's one of those things. So, how do you fix that? How do you fix that without replacing parts? And where do you get the parts? Well, we don't have the diagnostic equipment, so we're methodically trying to fix it. How long does it take? Oh, I don't know. It's been taking several weeks so far, and we're still not there yet. We worked on it yesterday. We're still not there. So it's not really drivable. And so for $1,000, I'm sure we could bring it to the local Mercedes dealer. Or for maybe $240, they can tell us what's wrong with it, if we can get it there. That is the problem with having vehicles that have computers. It is really, really hard to fix them, and it is really hard to diagnose them. And the inexpensive diagnostic equipment that you can buy, for less than $300 will not tell you all the things that the Mercedes diagnostic equipment will tell you. But how do you get that? Well, you go and have them tell you at the Mercedes dealer when you bring it in for service diagnostics. What a nuisance. And I think it's just going to get worse, John. Absolutely worse. We're going to have repair technicians for almost everything. Unless we sign up for online repair. So you have your refrigerator diagnosed because it'll communicate wirelessly with your wireless router. And then you call Samsung or whoever it might be. And you say, I've got a problem with my refrigerator. We tell them what's wrong. And they'll say, okay, well, do you have a credit card? And then they'll probably have a credit card.
It's going to be too expensive for most people to own cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first off, the ones that you have will have to be fitted with the vehicle-to-vehicle communications devices in order to be on the road. And if your car is detected not transmitting that, the other cars will alert the police that there's a car that doesn't have working B2V, and you'll get a visit. But they will make it way too expensive for you to drive on your own anyway, because the car insurance will will be something most people won't be able to pay. And then with the self-driving cars, you think electric cars are expensive now. Wait till you get with all the automation on top of that. Most people won't be able to afford those, so it'll be kind of like Ubering your car. You'll just call for it when you need to go somewhere and, you know, rent it for those miles.
And it sounds like a friend I have who used to own an airplane, but not a whole airplane. He owned a fraction of an airplane. I believe he owned 1/6 or 1/5 of an airplane. So 5 or 6 families got together, and they each bought, you know, 1/5 of that airplane. And they would work out who would fly it when, on which weekends, that kind of thing. And this was a small airplane. It was a Cherokee. So it was a 6-place or 4-place, you know, small single-engine airplane. And it sounds like that may be where we're headed, and based on what you're saying, right? That may be one way where we own a fraction of a car until we decide that that's way too expensive to own just a 1/6 or a 1/5 or an 1/8 or a 1/10, and we just call a service to transport us. Heck, why do that? Why not just move to the city? Wow.
It's called Agenda 2030.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Moving on, China lasers. I found this particularly disturbing. China is developing lasers capable of destroying enemy satellites to compete with the United States in the future. They call it light wars. When I was at the Pentagon, I was taking Air Command and Staff College, and my elective was Star Wars, the Strategic Defense Initiative. And, of course, back then there were only two real players in space, the United States and the Soviet Union. You know, sure, we've still got, you know, Europe and India that, you know, does some launches of satellites, but nothing in space to the level that the two superpowers have up until now, where China is developing their space-based capabilities. I'll continue the thought on the other side of the break.
You know, John, a lot of what we talk about here is not very pleasant. And I have a feeling it's taking a toll on a lot of us. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, please continue.
Well, back up a little bit. Before World War II, France was deploying the Maginot Line, which is a nice defensive structure if you want to defend against tanks. However, as we progressed from World War I to World War II, the air power became more significant, and then, of course, missiles happened after that. And the point is you got technology that can overcome defenses to the prior technology. And in learning from my Star Wars course, we're basically defending against the Soviet Union, where if they would fire their ICBMs, that we'd have weapons that could take them out before they reach the United States. There was just one part of that, though, is if you're defending against a foe that has the capability of launching this type of attack, they also have the ability to launch an attack against the satellites, which in essence is a Maginot Line in space. Well, this even goes a step further, because now they can, from the ground, have very powerful lasers that destroy the satellites, and think about what satellites we have up there now. It's not just the military spy satellites, the command and control satellites. We have communication satellites, and I know a number of people are thinking about using satellite phones as a backup, you know, if the cell towers get taken out with the EMP. You can forget about that as well. We've got weather satellites. We've got global positioning satellites. And I don't know how many devices it would take, but if you deployed, you know, a certain number of these lasers throughout the world, and, you know, China's building up in Africa, I'm sure we could very quickly find some friends they have in South America, Central America. And, of course, they could even mount these on ships where, in a very short amount of time, they could take out virtually every satellite the United States owns. And that is, from putting my military hat on, pretty disturbing. And without our eyes in the sky, we can't do things like detect launches of missiles. It's this really is a big deal. As we continue to poke China for what they're doing in the South China Sea, and we've got some members of Congress and Senate, still poking the bear. And it looks like sooner or later they're really trying to make it where we have no choice but to have a war.
John, over the weekend, we had an internet outage here. And I'm relating this to just a very simple example of what you're talking about, but ground-based internet. And we called our telephone works, so our landline works. We called the internet provider, which happened to be Century Link, telephone and internet provider. So we called Century Link, and we got the recorded message that it would be about a day before the internet was back up and running. Now, what does that mean to us? Well, here at the farm, it means if we're interested in weather, can't get to it. If we're interested in ordering repair or replacement parts for the farm, can't do it online. It means if we need to get phone numbers that we haven't written down somewhere, can't get them. It means that those who want to watch Netflix is unavailable if you have Netflix online. So it's just a very... And couldn't broadcast. Couldn't broadcast. You and I wouldn't be able to communicate about what's on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And just think about emails. Can you send an email without the internet? I don't think so. Not if that's all you have is landline-based internet. And we couldn't broadcast, of course. So we have become really dependent on that. And then add to that satellite communications. Knowing where we are with our GPS systems, as John mentioned.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun? Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John, I just got an email from Joey, USA Prepares instructor, and it's about a U.S. Congresswoman, Virginia Fox, representing North Carolina's 5th District in the United States House of Representatives. And it says, new GOP bill, this is blacklisted news, new GOP bill lets companies force employees to take genetic tests. A new new bill introduced by Virginia Fox, Republican, North Carolina, and approved by the House Ways and Means Committee, would allow corporations to force employees to undergo genetic testing and then share those results with third parties. In theory, this is already legal thanks to a 2008 law known as GINA. This type of behavior is also regulated by the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. The new House bill, H.R. 1313, gets around the issue by preemptively declaring that the workplace wellness programs offered in conjunction with employers' sponsored health care plan shall be considered to be in compliance with GINA, the ADA, and other workplace protections. So, here we have a new bill that may become law that will allow companies to force employees to take genetic testing. Just wanted to share that with you. We don't know much more than that at this point.
Meanwhile, out of the UK, and why this is significant, as we often see, the plans being put in place go into places like the UK and Canada and Australia first, and then you see them come to the United States.
Right.
Well, the Bible is criminal. There were a couple of preachers, reading out of the King James Bible, and they've been found guilty under the Crime and Disorder Act of 1998, and the prosecutor is quoted to say to someone that Jesus is the only God is not a matter of truth. To the extent that they are saying that the only way to God is through Jesus, that cannot be a truth. So there you have it. The government of the United Kingdom declares that Jesus is a liar.
And, of course, we have Aaron Brummett, USA Prepares instructor, who has been arrested many times, and they show him in the same kind of hinged handcuffs as in this post that you've linked to on your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
Getting back to spy tech, the emotional artificial intelligence, they are now being able to develop these AIs that tie into your emotions and can even make you cry. So think about how that will be even more coercive than some of the things that they're doing now. It's all about manipulation.
Yeah, think about how that can be extrapolated into court, and they can make certain people cry on command to influence the outcome of a jury's decision, right?
Well, on the, I guess you might call this good news, USB protection. For those that have been around computers for a while, you remember back in the 80s and 90s, you had floppy drives, and that was primary means of having your computer get infected by sharing a floppy with somebody, and that launched the whole antivirus software genre, and all that was before we started connecting to the internet. Well, now we have these wonderful USB drives that we don't even give a second thought about plugging into our computers. And while it's true that, the malicious software on there can be detected by antivirus and protect your computer, the USB drive is different because it's got firmware that directly talks to the computer. And that firmware can include code that is bad for your computer. And what this device does is it serves as a firewall. And you can order one. It's about $60. And the guy's got open source development on this, so you can see exactly what's in there. And you plug this into your USB port, and then you plug the USB drive into this, and it just makes sure that it's not trying to co-opt your computer. So sad to see these things, but the good news is we do have some defense for those types of USB drives now.
You know, John, before we got into this virus antivirus problem in the early days of computing, and we had the disk operating system, a number of things happened. Hard drives lasted a really long time. After the very first generations, they lasted a long time because the hard drives weren't being accessed as often and as much. And the processors would let the applications run really, really fast. They'd fly. But as we've added more and more antivirus protections, we've needed more and more processor speed to overcome the degradation of performance as a result of the antivirus programs. And we're talking about even adding more. Now, I know we're not talking about significant degradation in performance, but I'm just trying to relate what happened. What happened and why we've had, you know, we upgraded computers over and over and over. Every time we increased upgraded our operating system from Windows, well, from DOS to Windows 95, 95A, 95B, 95C, you know, 98, Millennium, Second Edition. I mean, all those different versions, XP and on and on and on. Our computers became slower and slower and slower. We have a computer that's identical here at the house, that's identical to the ones that I'm using here in the studio, and it's running Windows 8.1, and that darn thing is so slow compared to XP, it's unbelievable.
And that's one of the reasons why we have these multiprocessor computers now, is because, you know, all the, like you say, the antivirus, the video part of things, the whole visual setup. When it was just under DOS, the computer didn't have to process that much. When you make it nice and pretty, and in some instances, I guess you could say, dumbed down, that takes more power for the computer. And the reason they're going to need even more is because they're going to be pushing that augmented reality and virtual reality. So
yeah, and the commercials or the advertisements. You click on a website now, and audio starts playing, visuals start playing, video clips start playing, and all you want to do is go to, you know, a website and do a little bit of research, and the first thing that you get is a pop-up in front of what you're trying to look at, and you've got to close all this down. And we don't really think too much about the nuisances and the bandwidth that's being consumed by these nonstop advertisements.
Now, let me skip down to have you. And you know, there's been a lot of you know, big sites and small sites, you know, everything in between, breached. And what this site does is you can put your email address in, and it will tell you whether or not your account has been a part of these. So you can... And in fact, it even has a way of saying notify me. And I have a ton of email addresses, so it's kind of tough for me, but most people only have one, maybe two addresses that they work with. So you can put that in there, and if a site comes up, if you haven't changed the password lately, that'd be a good thing to do. And you might even find, you know, old accounts you've forgotten about, like one of the top 10 breaches is over 300 million MySpace accounts. Who uses MySpace anymore? Just go in there, cancel your account, and you can forget about that one. So a nice tool for you to use, again, to help protect yourself.
Okay. And so I've clicked on it, and you can click on your email address or username and find out. Have you tried that, John?
Yes, I have, and I've found some sites that my information's been compromised, at least in some form.
Hmm.
So before we run out of time in this segment.
Yeah. Hey, good news. I haven't, they haven't found any problems with me. That's great.
Before we run out of time in this segment, getting less bang for the fake buck. We've talked about with all the quantitative easing that new debt, it's taking $3 new debt to get an increase of $1 in GDP. Well, the bad news is in 2016, it took $4 in new debt to create $1 in GDP. And this is one of those things that we're going to see accelerate. Soon it'll take $5, $6, $7, $8 to generate a new dollar in GDP. Just another one of the signposts that show things are deteriorating.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I see fewer and fewer trucks at the farm supply that's near us. I mentioned the farm supply company that's going out of business 20 miles down the road. I see less traffic. All signs of the decline. Okay.
And, what was probably one of the biggest news items that even managed to get covered a little bit in some of the dinosaur media was Vault 7.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just getting started. Over 8,700 documents released. This first part was just 1% of what they say they have. And we'll talk about some of the implications when we get back.
Yeah, we're talking about the CIA's global covert hacking program, including weaponized exploits, including Apple, iPhone, Google, Android.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Vanelli.
With us, Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, we've got on hold Tom in Baltimore. Can you go through Vault 7 very quickly so we can put Tom on?
I'll try. We've been talking about SpyTech for the last 3.5 years, and one thing that this release has done, the speculation that we've talked about what could be done with it, this release has basically confirmed not only can they do that, they have done it. We still have to speculate whether or not Michael Hastings was an assassination by the CIA or not, but it is certainly something that is definitely in the range of possibility. That's about as short as I can make it.
Tom in Baltimore, welcome. Tom in Baltimore, you're on.
Vince, can you hear me?
I can. We'll have to go very quickly. We only have a couple minutes.
I'll go quick. How are you, Captain John? I wanted to weigh in on what you gentlemen were talking about. Yes, indeed, the NSA, they spy. They do it illegally. They pass information on to other agencies within the federal government and within state and local governments. I spent a career working as a law enforcement officer at the state level and the local municipal level, and I have firsthand knowledge that this goes on and has been going on since I started back in the 80s. So, indeed, they're doing things that make what Donald Trump is claiming very, very plausible. And let's keep in mind, I wanted to point this out, and I hope he... I'm sure he's aware of this, but I don't know why he doesn't state it openly, that when they talk about demanding him hand over information proving his allegation, they're assuming that what was done legally. Even though we can dispute, and I would agree that FISA courts are nothing but kangaroo courts, and really, although they have legality behind them, they're certainly not, in my opinion, lawful in any way, since they obviously violate the Constitution. At any rate, I believe that what was done, like I said, very plausible that it would have been done because it happens all the time, was probably done without any paper trail whatsoever. Again, you know, we don't, as a law enforcement officer, very few times did I ever walk into court with a case with a bow on it. You know, we did an investigation, we put it together, we presented it to the judge and or the jury, and they would decide based on our investigation whether we met the burden of proof to warrant a conviction in the case. So, you know, I think he's going to have a very difficult time if indeed this thing was done as it normally is, fast and loose, roughshod, illegally, actually producing a piece of paper that says, here's what they did. It was done probably in spycraft in an illegal fashion. And again, I don't know why he simply does not openly state that. You know, the FBI, by the way, they've been developing, and they have developed, and they had it in use back in, ever since 2007, as far as I know, called DixNet. Quite appropriate for what they're using it for. It actually stands for Digital Collection System Network. And Vince, this might have something to do with your problems with the Internet. What DixNet is a comprehensive wiretap system that intercepts landlines, cellular phones, your SMS text messages, your push-to-talk systems, every means of communication. DixNet is a quiet internet telephony system that they don't need to actually put anything physical onto your hardware or even on hardware that is outside of your personal property. This thing simply quietly intercepts all of these communications, and it also, when they do that, it would interfere with the ability for you to communicate while they're doing their mass collection.
How do you spell DixNet again?
DCSNet, N-E-T. It stands for Digital Collection System Network, and the FBI employs it all the time, and they're doing it illegally. They're appropriately named at their headquarters as the Hoover Building. They're following right in his footsteps.
Thank you so much, Tom, for sharing with that. I really appreciate it. And we'll look it up, and we'll see if we can put a link on the website. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us and all your hard work. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.